Cough Ballads, Miles Eshford, Wednesday the 23rd of November, Rabbi Anthony Manning, The Innovation of Bas Mitzvah.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Thank you very much for having me again on the Torah Way. We've had the opportunity to discuss many interesting things in the past, and today hopefully will be no exception. The innovation of Bas Mitzvah is a relatively modern thing in the Jewish world. There seems no question at all that its modern popularity is as a result of innovations made by the Reform Conservative movement over the last 100 years. The question that we need to address, really, is to what extent does that taint the entire concept of Bas Mitzvah, or to what extent is there a role for Bas Mitzvah, and if so, how and in what kind of format? The first page I'm going to do quite quickly, you should see if you can get hold of a sheet. The interesting stuff's all on the second side. But the first page, I'll give you a little bit of background for a few minutes. It's very clear that there is a point in a young child's life at which they become a Jewish halachic adult. I brought you the number one at the very beginning, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ben Shlesh Yisrael Mitzvahs. It doesn't mention girls specifically, but it's focused on the life cycle, if you like, of a young boy through learning, bar mitzvah, marriage, etc., etc. But it's very clear that there is an age, and for boys it is 13. How do we know it's 13? So there are two basic approaches. Rashi, I brought you here on Pirkei Avos, brings a posik in at the beginning of Bamidbar there, Diksiv, Ish, Oy Isha, Ki Asu Mikol Chasas Ha'adam, that in order to do a chet, you have to be an Ish or an Isha. Ve'enukru Ish, Adhu, Ashehu Ben Yud Gimel. We only find that a person is called an Ish when they hit 13. Where do we see that? Bashim of a Levi, and he brings a posik over in a few weeks. Time for the Pashias, Vichu Shnei Bnei Yaakov, Shimon Velevi, Achidina Ish Charboi, each of Shimon and Levi we call an Ish, Vaaz Haya Levi Ben Shloshes Shana, Levi does turn 13 if you do all the Cheshbonus, and you can see therefore an Ish is a 13-year-old, and therefore a 13-year-old becomes a Bar Mitzvah. The Rosh, in number 3, has a slightly different approach. He says, Sha'alta, Me'an Lanu de Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad Hu Bar Oin Shim, how do we know that a 13-year-old boy is a Bar Oin Shim? It's one of the halachas given as part of the package of Torah on Sinai, very famously, all the shiurim, sukkahs, and eruvin, etc., etc. Maybe not eruvin, that's later to Rabbon, but sukkahs for sure, shiurim, chatzitzin, umachitzin, machitzes, and shiurim, etc. Shehem halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, and therefore we see by a boy, either from the psukim, that Rashi is more of an asmach, that Rashi is bringing the psukim from Shimon and Levi, etc., or halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, clearly Yud Gimel Shan. For a girl, it's very clear in the Mishnah that 12 is the age. I brought you a Mishnah in the Nedarim there that talks about a 12-year-old girl being the age at which Nedarim are Tofes, Nedareha Kayamim. Or 11 and then 12, and the whole discussion there as to she comes 11, she becomes 12, but less than the age of 12, Rashi says she's a katana, explaining why there is no tfisa to the neder, and therefore for girls, it's clearly the age of 12 rather than the age of 13. Why do girls have the schus to get to bat mitzvah a little bit earlier than boys? So a very famous idea. I brought you the posik here in Brachos. Well, even Hashem Elokim es Hatzela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chava, it says Vayiven, and he built up, and Vayiven is also Loshen Bina, and the Gemara in Nida, I'm going through this very quickly because it's all Dvarim Yiduim, you know all this already. The Gemara in Nida in number 6 in Memhei Amud Beis says Vayiven Hashem Elokim es Hatzela, Malam Shinasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bina Yisera, Beisha, Yosemi Beish. A woman has a Bina Yisera. What does it mean, a Bina Yisera? So, for all of you who want to say it's because women are cleverer than men, I'm not sure that's true. The Ritzvah understands in number 7, Bina Yisera Perishim Maheres Lavi. She gets to the age of Bina more quickly, earlier than a man will, and it's Dvarim Pshutim, if anyone's ever taught teenagers, a room of teenaged girls aged 12, 13, 14, there's a certain level of maturity there. A room of teenage boys, well, you know, sometimes it's not as good as it should be. And therefore, women clearly, psychologically, physically, emotionally, mature earlier than men, and also halachically, Bina Yisera, the women have this extra Bina Yisera, and it's clearly the age of 12. And the Ma'aril spells this out. Also, as Alocha L'Moshe Mitzinai, will be Isha Bas Gimel Bas Yud Aleph Bas Yud Beis Kol Hani Hilchasenin Hu Kachoshi Urindores. Alocha L'Moshe Mitzinai, 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy. Now, The institution of celebrating a bar mitzvah is referred to in the Alshem Yamshel Shlomo, and he says, why is a bar mitzvah, he hasn't got onto bas mitzvah, so why is a bar mitzvah something worth celebrating? So he brings a raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin, and see what he says here. Sudas bar mitzvah she'osen Ashkenazim. It's interesting. Ashkenazim, it seems that in his day it was known as an Ashkenazi thing to have a bar mitzvah. Again, no one's talking about bas mitzvah. So the sudas mitzvah the Ashkenazim make, lichayra ein lichasuda mitzvah, this mitzvah there's no greater sudas mitzvah than a bar mitzvah. Well, Shema Yochiyach Aleha, and the name itself proves what it is. Ve'osin simcha, ve'noisin lemakam shevach, shvach, ve'hoidai, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shezach ha'na li'yos bar mitzvah, the boy has reached bar mitzvah, godla mitzvah, godla ha'metzuvah ve'oiseh, somebody who is metzuvah ve'oiseh is on a greater level, ha'av zoch, and similarly the father has been zoche, shegadlo adata, that he's raised him to this point. Ha'chnisa be'bris ha'toyra, bechlala, to bring him into the bris toyra. He's been brought into the bris mitzvah, bris mila, now he's brought into the bris toyra. And he brings Raya lehedya, soif peri kiddushin, peri kama de kiddushin, the beginning of the first peri of kiddushin, shamar of Yosef, soif, hashad amar of chanina godla, mitzvah va'oisa, he's on the issue there of mitzvah va'oisa, someone who is commanded is on a greater level. Rav Yosef was blind. And Rav Yosef wanted at this stage, there's a whole pilpul there as to what he wanted, but he wanted at this stage someone to prove to him that blind people were commanded in mitzvahs, because he wanted to be a mitzvah v'oiseh. There's a debate in the Gemara whether blind people are chayv in mitzvahs or potter from mitzvahs. He wanted to know that blind people were chayv in mitzvahs. Manda amali she'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, was if someone can prove to me that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, da amasuva potter min mitzvah, who says that a blind person is potter, avidna yuma tavel rabbana, I'll make a kiddush. Make a kiddush in shul, I want to see that I'm chayv. And so the Yamshel Shlomo learns a kal v'chayva, afa pisha chayv kvar chayv. Even though it's only a question of him finding out he was already chayv. Ela abasura shaloi haya noidala. Even on the news, on the knowledge that he was now chayv, and atas a rotel asos yansi, wants to make a yansi. From kol shekain, al hagas, ha'es, the hazman, all the more so when a boy actually becomes bar mitzvah, and before he was potter, now he is chayv, shaloi asos yansi. It's appropriate to make a yansi. And therefore, as is well known now, I don't know when the Sephardim picked up on this, but now it's everyone seems to celebrate bar mitzvah. I think people perhaps make more of bar mitzvahs than they used to do in the old days, but nevertheless everyone celebrates, and the Magen Avraham brings it down in on Shulchan Aruch, that there is, it is a sudas mitzvah, boy bayoyim it's a sudas mitzvah, and even ein bayoyim, if the boy is mafalpel and learns Torah, it's a sudas mitzvah. All this is uncontroversial, and dvorim yudurim. Excuse me? More than a chosen, he says, "Ein sudas mitzvah gedoyla mizo." By mitzvah, because maybe there's an inyan of simcha by a chosen. There's not an inyan of simcha. It's a sudas mitzvah. It's a shvach v'hoidai. Shvach v'hoidai is different from simcha. A chosen and kala, it's a mitzvah of rikud of simcha, and tachanun is inappropriate. Here, shvach tachanun is also a shvach. It's also a connection. Okay, fine to say that. I don't know. It's a good question. If you want to try and introduce a new thing, not to say tachanun with a bar mitzvah boy, good luck. I'll see if you can do it. Okay, have a look on page two, because number two is where page two is where all the action is. I brought you four cheetahs representing different approaches on the issue of bas mitzvah. As I said before, there's no question that the 20th century takeoff of the bas mitzvah is as a response to the reform conservative movement, and there's no question that their agenda in instituting a bas mitzvah was an egalitarian agenda, because if the boys have it, then the girls should have it. And there's similarly, in my humble opinion, no question that an egalitarian agenda is completely antithetical to what we're trying to achieve. Judaism is not an egalitarian religion, you probably work that out by now. There are Kohanim, there are Yisraelim, there are men, there are women, there are different halachas for different people. One of the interesting riyas for the fact that this is their agenda is that the girls have their bas mitzvah at the age of 13. Which is bizarre, because if they were, 30? In the reform movement, the girls have their bas mitzvah at 13. If ever there was an own goal, that's probably it, because on the platform of egalitarianism, we've actually dumbed down the girls to the level of the boys. Even though they have only been a yesera, somehow that's been taken away from them. And this is very interesting, and it's something of a raya to why the whole thing's happening. But the question is, what's with today? What's with today? Have a look at number 11. Rav Avadi Yosef, and I couldn't work out exactly which year he wrote this, he's presumably sometime over the last 30, 40 years, he writes the following. A girl who reaches the age of 12, She's chayev now in all the mitzvahs that a women are chayev in, which is pretty much exactly the same as men are chayev in to all most intents and purposes. Hayunas is mitzvah va'oisa mitzvahs. She's become a mitzvah va'oisa, the same as a man will become a mitzvah va'oisa. Okay, also simcha. She also should make a sudas hoidah, a sudas simcha. Kevin shebechina hazois. Since in this respect, ein kol hevdel benar lenara. What's the difference between a boy and a girl? The whole reason for celebrating bar mitzvah is that you're now a mitzvah va'oisa, you're doing mitzvahs because of a tzivoy from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the girl, when she hits 12, has exactly the same simcha. But he has a lechi of mitzvahs. Okay, Yosef is a kosef hagon of Yosef Chaim of the Bavel. He brings the Ben Ish Chai, the Sefer Ben Ish Chai. She'afal fi she'loim nahagula asoi sudah. Even though their minhag in Baghdad was not to make a suda lenara for a young girl, but yom haknasa lemitzvah on the day that she becomes bas mitzvah. Mikol makom, says the Ben Ish Chai, roi shetilbash bikdei Shabbos, she should wear her bikdei Shabbos. V'tiyeh simcha ba'oisa hayom, there should be a nice simcha on that day. As she zachle likanis la'oil hamitzvahs. And he brings the Ben Ish Chai, who said there is no minhag to make a bas mitzvah by the Svardim, and he says v'nira mitvarov, you can see says Rav Avadia from his words, that if there were to be a minhag, he doesn't say you're not allowed to, he says just they didn't have a minhag. If there were to be a minhag, just like they make for a boy bar mitzvah, but he gives the mitzvahs, hadaba roi v'hagun v'nechshav v'sudas mitzvah. Says Rav Avadia, if a girl makes a celebration at the age of 12, this is a sudas mitzvah. There is no difference in this respect between a boy and a girl. He seems to say, I don't understand what all of the issue is. Now, of course, just historically, of course, the Sephardi community did not have to grapple with the reform and conservative issues that the Ashkenazi community did and does to some degree have to grapple with. And therefore, in many ways, his approach is based on the halachic analysis. Of course, what is the difference between a boy and a girl? A boy hits 13, a girl hits 12. They're all chayiv d'oraisa in the mitzvah. They should all make a sudas mitzvah and celebrate. The Ashkenazi world, however, was not so posh. I brought you three approaches in the Ashkenazi world. One, the first one in number 12, is from a tshuva, lesser known tshuva, called the Zakhan Aaron, from Rav Aaron Valkin. Rav Aaron Valkin was, I think, in Pinsk or Minsk, one of them I always get mixed up, about 70, 80 years ago. He's the grandfather of Rav Chaim Valkin. The people I went to Teres Yisrael for a few years in Beit Vegan. Rav Chaim Valkin is from Shkiach there. Rav Aaron Valkin was his grandfather. And he writes in 1932 on the issue of bas mitzvah. But Mashi wrote to the people want to have mixed gatherings. So first of all, he's not happy about the mixed boys and girls together. That's a separate issue which I'm not getting into now. But there's so many Yisuri Daraisa in this whole bas mitzvah business. People are doing this just to copy the non-Jews. Or the Rishi Yisrael, HaReformer, they're doing it to copy Rishayim, he says. They're breaking seven mitzvahs loisase and two mitzvahs ase. Shaloi leilech b'chukaseichem. But Ikka, he's worried about b'chukaseichem, the issue of chukasagun. But kol shekeim l'takin dvar chadavah chadosh. All the more so to make a new thing. Asheloi shamanu shmo bilti ayom. We never heard of this before. We should not change the minhagim of our forefathers. Even something which is parav, which is no isur. All the more so in this, where there's a serious issa, because of all the mixing. He's not very happy about this, you may have worked this out by now. Someone who organizes a bas mitzvah is a zakein mamre, machzigba harizu kazorik evan amakulis, va'oru umuvdil yehemid me eidas Hashem. He's not going to be making a bas mitzvah for his daughter, that's for sure. It's rishus. The people are doing it simply to copy the reform. It's a number of Isuri Daraisa. It's maybe even Avizrayu Davodazara, Avizrayu Darayas. Maybe it sounds like he wants to say it's Yahari Val Yavor. Don't do it, clearly. Rav Moshe Feinstein, and again, this is in 1932. I want to bring it forward a little bit. Rav Moshe Feinstein in 1956 has a slightly different take. He is definitely not as harif against it, but he is nevertheless, he is very against bas mitzvah. Have a look what he says. Number 30. Those people who want to have a simcha with the girls, when they become bas mitzvah. The first thing he says is, don't do this in shul. But shul oifin, in any event. Afloy belayla, even not nighttime when there's nothing going on in shul. The shul is not a place for a bas mitzvah, he says. Ki bebeis haknesses, einu mokum la'asos divrei rishus. Af benivnu al tanai. Even if the shul has been built al tanai, which most of our synagogues are, most of our shuls are, nevertheless, don't do a dvarim rishus, only a dvar mitzvah. Which is interesting, this is not, doesn't seem to be a mitzvah. The hat ceremonia, the tekes, shel bas mitzvah, hu vadai rak divrei rishus. Vehevel ba'alma. It's a rishus, not as a rishus. It's a hebel. It's nonsense. There's no way you can justify doing this in a shul. It's not a dvar mitzvah. All the more so, he says, when the makor, the origin of this whole thing, is from the reform and the conservative. If a father wants to have some kind of party in his house, rishai, okay, it's mutter, it's not osser. He doesn't agree with Rav Alkin. It's not an issa, doraisa. Aval ein ze shum inyan v'smach la'achshiv ze ledvar mitzvah sudas mitzvah. There's no way you can consider this a sudas mitzvah. Rav Avadia obviously disagrees with this. Ki hu rak kesimcha shal yom hu ledes ba'alma. Get a birthday cake, have a balloon, and wish a happy birthday. But there's nothing else going on here than that. The iyashecheli. If I was only strong enough, said Rav Moshe, I would also abolish bar mitzvahs as well, because they're also nonsense. Shall have banim kashi. I do a light. It doesn't affect any, there's no ta'elis, it doesn't achieve anything, no one gets closer to Torah mitzvahs. The afloyes bar mitzvah, not even the bar mitzvah boy. In 1956, before the world of Kirov, it could be that the analysis today would be a little bit different. Maybe the bar mitzvah can be a more of a Kirov opportunity in outlying communities, but in 1956, he says, forget about it. Afloy l'sha'achas, not even for 1 second. The Adarab, on the contrary, Bahira Makoimis, maybe Zechilu Shabbos, everyone drives to shul on Shabbos, and it's just a disaster. But I discern. The Al Kompani Mashi Kfar Hunig, but boy, what can I do? There's already a minute to make a bar mitzvah. The Gamba Zem, a Makor mitzvah, there is a Makor for this. Cash in the battle. That's, I can't get rid of it. I'd like to, can't. Have a Lachade Sheba, honest, to make a whole news thing with the girls. Shehu Beloy Makor mitzvah Klaal, it's no Makor at all. Oh, you shouldn't even do it in the house. Rav Moshe Feinstein is certainly not a fan of a bas mitzvah. It's not a dvar mitzvah. It's not a sudas mitzvah. It's a davar reshus. It's a hevel. And if he could get rid of bar mitzvah, he would. And certainly to bring in new things with bas mitzvah, he said it's not. He does not support it at all. And at number 14, he explains why a little bit more halachic vein. He says that because there is no communal difference when it comes to a girl when she reaches 12, a boy all of a sudden is part of the minyan, is part of the mazuman. There's a public celebration, a girl less so, and therefore he clearly is not in favour of the bas mitzvah in the way that it will be done publicly. Now, I brought you the last source, which I think is in many ways the most interesting, which I want to spend the rest of the time on, which is the Sri De'esh. Now, the Sri De'esh of Yaakov Weinberg started in Lithuania, and he moved over before the war in the 1920s and 30s. He became one of the gedolim in Germany. And he, in many ways, was one of the only gedolim to survive the war in Europe and remain in Switzerland in the 1940s and 50s. He died in 1966. A very interesting character, a very unusual character. And he writes a very detailed tshuva on the issue of bas mitzvah. And I'd like you to see what he has to say. He writes this clearly after Rav Moshe Feinstein, because he quotes Rav Moshe's tshuva. But I'm not sure exactly of the date. It'll be sometime between 1956, when Rav Moshe wrote, and 1966, when he passed away. Have a look at number 50. Yesh toinim neged ha-hetzer shel chagigas ha-bas mitzvah. There are people who claim that this is an inappropriate innovation. Mishum shehu neged minhag ha-doyos ha-koydum. We saw this in Rav Valkin. It is against the minhagim. We never did this before. If we never did this before, we shouldn't start doing it now. Shelo nagu minhag zeh. They never had this minhag. Aval be'emes. In truth, he says, Ainzu Taina. This is not a good argument. He's not into the argument Chadash Asamina Torah with all the connotations of that. Ki bedoira shilifaneinu, because in the previous generations, lo yistarchu lasok b'chinuch habanos. They didn't involve themselves bichlal with women's education. Why? The fishikol echad miYisrael hayam mali Torah v'yirah shamayim, because there was such a different atmosphere of Torah and yirah shamayim. V'gam ha'avir b'chol ir v'ir miYisrael hayam mali mumoli bereich ruach b'yah hayadus. The people had an atmosphere of Torah, of Judaism in the home and in the towns. V'habonah shegadlu b'beis Yisrael, and a girl who grew up in a Jewish home, shavu es ruach hayadus b'kirban. They would absorb by osmosis almost the Judaism, but efes ma'asi without having to do anything proactive. They nurtured the Judaism from their mothers from the earliest age. Aval, he says, but, and he's writing this in the 60s, Achsha, now? Nishkano adoiras, that's all changed. Shinui asol. That's all completely changed. If we think we're living in the 19th century, it's just an illusion, and a dangerous illusion at that. Hashvas ha-rechayv, the influence of the street, Okeris v'leib, kol nava nara, kol zikshel t'yadus. There's such a strong outside influence that it pervades into our homes. The habonis mischanchois v'bati sefer nachrim. The girls are often, and this was certainly a product of his own age, the girls are often educated in non-Jewish schools, or v'bati sefer chiloinim, or secular Jewish schools. She'enam shoyim lahashrish b'leib tamideihem ava l'toyra. They weren't focused on bringing the girls to avas toyra, l'toyra s'Yisrael, u'min hagi ha'kodesh, alayadosh, ha'shleima. Achshav mutl aleinu. We now have an obligation, says the Sridei Eish, the rake is kol kocheseinu, to focus our energies b'chinucham shel habonos, on the education of women. So the first opening paragraph, he says, is women's education must now be on the agenda. It wasn't on the agenda in past generations. That has to change because of the nature of the world, which has changed. B'harazeh machiv leiv, this is very upsetting, he says, she'b'chinuch haklali, in general chinuch, limudei safus, in languages, v'asifrus, in literature, chilonis, in secular literature and languages, u'madai, hateva, and science, v'ruach, everyone is worried about the girls just like the boys. The girls have to have O-levels, they have to have, well, not O-levels anymore, GCSEs, A-levels, university degrees, PhDs. The girls are educated to a very high level. But often, he said, when it comes to Jewish education, Limudei Tanakh, Sifrut, HaMusa Shel Chazal, forget about Shakespeare and English literature, Lahavdil, what about Tanakh, what about Chazal, what about all the rich heritage of Jewish literature, the Chinuch L'Mitzvahs Ma'asiyas, V'Hanashim Chayos V'Hem, and all the practical education women need, Maznichin Lagamri, women are ignored, women are written off, V'Aybish HaTorah, yeah, we're not going to teach you. He says, luckily, but fortunately, the Gedolim in the previous generation stood up al kilkal azois on this terrible problem. The tiknu moister shel Torah v'chizuk dati, and they started Torah institutions ba'ad banos Yisrael for the Jewish daughters, Jewish girls. Hakamash reshes Gedolim akiva shel Beis Yaakov he afgana hanederes v'yosef shel Doreim. Beis Yaakov, which now to us feels like a terribly establishment kind of thing, was a radical breach of what had ever been done before in terms of women's education, and it was brought in order to make sure that this issue that he's talking about was dealt with, and that women did feel valued in Jewish education and not neglected to secular education, which would give them the obvious conclusion that Judaism's not interested in them that much, and therefore they will look for fulfillment elsewhere. He now takes that one step forward, and I've underlined this, for shuras hahegyon, pure logic, hayosha, common sense, v'chayves ha'ikaron ha-pedagogy, and basic educational philosophy, m'chayib k'mal, it obligates us, l'chug gam l'bas, to celebrate with the daughter, es hagas l'chiyiv ha-mitzvahs. We, he says, have to have bas mitzvahs for our girls. It's not even an option anymore, because of this principle. V'afligazo, this discrimination, she'oisin bein habanim v'habanis, to make between a boy and a girl, v'nogei l'chagiz habagrut, celebrating their majority, their coming of age, pugas kasha b'regesh ha'anoishi shel habas habokeres, will be very offensive to a young girl. She'll be very sensitive to this issue, especially today. And look at this statement, it's amazing to come out of the Israeli age. Asher b'shtachim acherim, which in other areas of life, kfar zachta b'zikayon ha'emancipatia, kevayoch. She was already zoicha to emancipation. If I just brought you that line in abstract and said, who said that? You'd probably think of all sorts of people, not Sridhar Aish. But he's saying, look, it's basic common sense. If women are not given the opportunity to feel valued in Judaism, then they will reach the obvious conclusion that they are not valued in Judaism, which of course is not the case. Even though I do celebrate support celebrating the Bas Mitzvah, I agree with Rav Moshe, the Sifri Igros Moshe, when he says, I agree you shouldn't do it in the shul, even if there are no men there, leaving aside issues of mixing, which are obviously very serious. In a private house, and he describes the kind of thing that he wants to have at the Bas Mitzvah with a Dvar Torah from the Rav and Chizuk and etc. etc. Well, it just gives away its underlined. And this is really the key. At the end of the day, all of these things where there could be an accusation that this is just copying people who were reforming, conservative, whatever, at the end of the day, Toli b'kavonas harotzim. All depends on the kavonah. Why do people want to introduce new things? Why? Do they want to do it because this is the need of our children, this is the need of our community? Or does it just call chikui haminim? And there's a makor in the Mishnah already in Chulin that chikui haminim, the instituting new things to copy Rishayim, to copy the non-Jews, is an isagomer. You can't do that. There's a whole discussion there about shechita into a pit and that. That we definitely cannot do. But he says, if the kavana is l'shem shamayim, says, don't be too quick to answer. And he ends, and we'll finish with this on the last paragraph. Anan loy ne'elam imeni. I'm not unaware, he says. Sheyesh bein hayirayim oislim u'machmirim. There are very people who are yoreh shamayim, machmirim. He's obviously referring to people like Rav Valkin, we saw in number 12. She'einam samim leib b'shailo shel minhagim datim l'shikulim hegyonim. When it comes to changing Jewish practice, they're not interested in logical discussion arguments. Va'af einan noislim dasan l'biruim hilchasim. They're not even that interested in halachic argument. El'adanim aleihim alpi rikshos halei bilvad. They're very emotional about it. The Haleva Yehudi Hadavak B'Masuris Ha'Hoyrim Ha'Hoyrim Ha'Hoyrim. And of course the Jewish heart, which is so connected to the Masorah of our parents, Niratamikol Shino Shehu B'Noa Gadati. Of course we shake at the idea of changing anything which is an established and ancient Jewish minhag. Of course, and we're right to do so. Ula, however, Ein lahem lishkoch. They must never forget, he says. Ki gam hamatzadidim beheta. Even those who want to be makel to have this bas mitzvah shall minhag chadash, to make new minhagim. Zeh shall chagigas bas mitzvah. Libam doifig b'charada lechizuk hachinuch hadati shel b'nos Yisrael. Why are they doing it? Not chas v'chalili to copy other people or for egalitarian agendas, but to strengthen the community, to strengthen the education of our young Jewish women. They need an injection. They need a spiritual chizuk leidud musari v'yigin l'gil hamitzvahs when it comes to their majority. And therefore, this is an issue which goes way beyond bas mitzvah. So other issues which are modern ideas which come, which we never did before. And I think that the guidelines of the Sridhar Aish are very interesting, which is you really have to ask why people are doing this and be very slow to change minhagim. But on the other hand, not be so slow to change minhagim that we are living the life of 100 years ago and ignoring the challenges that really affect us today. Have a good day. Chisun. It's an injection. It's chisun is like it's inoculation.